Okay, so this budget showed me one thing, one glaring thing that the mainstream media refused to talk about, that this budget is aimed to demographically replace Australians in their own country. Let me explain that to you, right? Hundreds of millions of dollars given to foreign lobbying. $0 was given to Australian lobbying for the Australian people. Hundreds of millions of dollars was given to immigrants. 68 million of that was given to immigrants who we've imported with HIV to get them access to Medicare. That's who we are importing. Let that sink in. The risk to the reward is just not there with that one. Hundreds of millions of dollars is given or will be given to suppress our speech. Hundreds of millions of dollars is given to get Papua New Guineans into the Australian Defence Force to now demographically replace our militaries. Hundreds of millions of dollars is given to anything but our birth rate crisis, which is at 1.42, needs to be at 2.1 to sustain a population. Hundreds of millions of dollars was not given to highlight the fact and to fix the fact that we are importing 2 to 3 migrants for every birth in this country. Hundreds of millions of dollars was not given to incentivize young Australian families to have kids. Hundreds of millions of dollars wasn't given to get a younger generation into the housing market and to lower the cost of living for them. And when they come out and tell you that that's what they're aiming for, replace young Australians with immigrants, then they've got it right. Because hundreds of millions, billions of dollars was given to get more immigrants into this country, to get more immigrants into housing, to prop up their fake housing Ponzi economy. That's what this budget was aimed to do. And in so by doing that, they are going to demographically replace Australians in their own country at warp speed. Because if they were real about something, hundreds of millions of dollars would have went to shutting the gate. Hundreds of millions of dollars would have went to fixing the birth rate. Hundreds of millions of dollars would have went to mass deportations. And hundreds of millions of dollars would have went to a re-migration program. And hundreds of millions of dollars would have went to ripping away any bit of welfare that is given to any immigrant in this country. And when you understand that this government is going full speed ahead with the demographic replacement of Australians in their own country, you understand what this government wants to do with you, what they think about you. But we are here to fight back. Shut the gate, remigrate, mass deportations, millions must go. What's your thoughts?